Hello and welcome to the first installment of the Jazz Education Podcast. I'm Terry Campbell. I'll be working through some seminal jazz recordings and looking into the history, cultural significance, and impact that these recordings have had throughout the past 40 or 50 years. We're going to start off with the only recording I could possibly start off with, which is Kinda Blue by Miles Davis. So, why are we starting with this recording? It's the best-selling jazz record of all time. It's frequently listed as one of the most influential albums of all time. Every musician on the album had long, successful careers. And another thing that's pretty convenient is this album focuses a lot on what is called modal jazz. The tunes on this album aren't in the standard bop style, where there's a new chord every measure or every two beats. In Kinda Blue, the band sits on one chord for an extended period of time and then eventually shifts into another. The first track in Kinda Blue is probably the most famous and is called So What. Let's take a listen. So there it is. Jimmy Cobb on drums, Miles Davis on trumpet, Paul Chambers on bass, John Coltrane on tenor saxophone, Bill Evans on piano, and Cannonball Adderley on the alto saxophone. So in that entire track, there were two chords, E flat minor 7 and D minor 7, both in the Dorian mode, which is the second mode of a major scale. And what does that mean exactly? So, for instance, in C major, the first note of C major scale is C natural. And if you go up the scale, it's C, D, E, F, G, A, B, and then C again at the upper octave. So D minor 7 is the second mode of C major, which means that it contains exactly the same notes as C major. They just start on a different scale degree. So if you are in C major and you start from D and you go every other note up, you end up with D, F, A, and C. D to F is a minor third. And so the D, F, A, that's a minor triad. And then the C makes that a minor 7. So D minor 7. And that's the A section. And then after that, it shifts to the E flat minor 7. And that's the entire piece. All the solos are just based off that form. 8 measures of D minor 7. 8 measures of D minor 7 again. The bridge, which is 8 measures of E flat minor 7. And then one remaining A, which is the most famous jazz structure form that exists, which is AABA. And what I find pretty interesting about this album is that, you know, Miles Davis, when people would ask him about what he thought about the album, you know, it was basically just another session to him. These charts weren't really pre-planned. There are photographs of him just, you know, basically just handing these charts in front of the musicians right on the spot. It was, you know, a couple hours. The session was over, and that was it. Those famous voicings that Bill Evans does at the beginning, those were just figured out pretty much right on the spot, and it just made the recording. And Miles Davis was always an innovator. If you listen to his stuff from, you know, the 90s, there's like rap elements. He went through a really intense electronic period. You know, and he lost a lot of fans. Not many people were able to stick with him throughout all the different phases he went in music. But everybody respects the fact that he just innovated in so many amazing ways. But I'm just going to read this quote that is from Miles about the kind of blues sessions that I think is pretty interesting. He says, "So what, or kind of blue? They were done in that era, the right hour, the right day, and it happened. It's over. What I used to play with Bill Evans, all those different modes and substitute chords, we had the energy then and we liked it, but I have no feel for it anymore. It's more like warmed over turkey." That's Miles Davis in an interview with Ben Sindran in 1986. All right, that's going to conclude the first installment of Jazz Education Podcast. And look forward to speaking with you next time.